Maria is going to read for me because, you can pray for me. My tongue was cut because I have sleep apnea and they cut too much. So I always get dry mouth because my salivary gland doesn't work as much.
I've got some water. I'll get
you have some water.
Prayer and water.
I want a miracle.
Oh, okay.
Let's stretch our hands towards toe in faith. I'll just put God, we thank you for your amazing goodness and greatness. Lord, we know with you all things are possible. And so today we pray for our brother Toe. And Lord, would you fill him to overflowing with your magnificent presence. Holy Spirit, would you come and bring everything, put everything aright in him. Every mindset, every cell, every part of who he is into your alignment, Lord God. Would you reestablish his salivary glands, Lord? Would you do a miracle in his mouth, Lord, in every way so that the words he speaks would be yours? And so, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity today. Lord, this is your time. And Lord, may our hearts be so receptive to you this afternoon, Lord, with whatever it is you want to say to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Mm. So we give this time and all glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
No, I got this. You're going to read for me. My pants is falling down.
Oh,
so
God.
It's just,
too much insight, I think.
Too much info. As a young Christian, I actually sense a lot of things in the spirit that I don't understand. But I was like, Lord, can you just as a safety net, so it's not my vain imagination, can you show me in the scripture what you're talking about? So one of the things, so God speak to me one liner or one word because I'm a simple man. And so one other thing God said, can you see what I'm saying? Can you see what I'm saying? And Habakkuk 2:2 talks about it. You know, stand in a rampart and see what God is saying. So I want you to visualize this beatitude. So close your eyes and Maria is going to read it. So don't... Our human nature is we go for things we don't understand. Don't do that. Just go for things like, oh, well, how Holy Spirit just highlighted to me and grab that. And if it's one word, one sentence, just hold on to it and say, go deeper. All right? So close your eyes. So this is a visualization. Jesus was on top of the mountain and he sat down. He sat down, he didn't chase after his disciple. He sat down and like, who is coming? Who is hungry for his teaching? So he took his time, no hurry. When they are there, then he started talking about the beautiful attitudes. So close your eyes and Maria is going to read it.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
When you are ready, you can open your eyes. One or two, which one jump out for you?
What's it about the peacemakers?
Peacemaker, wow. We need that so much, don't we? Mm-hmm. We need that so much. We need that so much. Anyone else? You like the meek? Oh, you are a meek person. I can understand. You get to inherit the earth. All right. Now, what we have done in the past is to pick up one at a time. But I'm going to get you to look at the overview because there's actually a progression. All right? See where you can pick it. The first one is poor in spirit. Obviously, people like, oh, poor not just in spirit, but maybe material and all that. And when you're poor in the spirit, what do you get? The kingdom of heaven. So it's like you are down here and you get everything up there. All right? See that progression? What's the next one? Those who mourn and they're comforted. Can you see? Can you see the gap? You're mourning and then comforted. Those who are meek. Right, this quality is like, in the worldly sense, you're pretty nothing. You know, mourning, who likes that? You know, it should be selfie, partying, you know, life or the party, those kind of things. Can you see the progression? And those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So they are all in need, all desperately in need, and the progression. And then blessed are the merciful. It's like, oh, same. You know, you're full of mercy, and then you get mercy. So it's like, not like the first one, poor in spirit, and you get the whole kingdom of heaven. It's like, how good is that? That's grace. All right? And then a progression, pure in heart. You have achieved something. Pure in heart is hard to get. And they will see God. That's their reward. See the progression? And then the peacemaker. Suddenly you're like, wow, children of God. And then it looks like a flip side. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So it's almost like a cycle, all right? So if you're not poor in spirit, you probably won't mourn, all right? If you are not in the stage where you kind of like, ah, I am in need, then you probably won't be meek. You won't be humble. Because when your heart is humble, the outworking is meekness. The outworking is gentleness to someone. Because your heart, you posture your heart to be humble before God. Before God, you're humble. And with the horizontal relationship, you express meekness and gentleness. But we're going to have a look at blessed are the merciful. So it's like same. I'm already full of mercy. But God say, yeah. So what it means? Let the mercy out. Then God said, good, I'll fill you in more. Give it out. Okay, give you more. All right, let's look at it. All right? Same. Next one, please. So, why do we need mercy? Because God is rich in mercy and made us alive in Christ. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So it's a beginning of mercy, it's a beginning of grace, and it's outworking of the love of the Trinity who decided who wants to go down. For God so loved the world, you know, the Father, the Spirit, the Son, like, who wants to go down? And Jesus said, I will. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. It's not a throne of judgment. You know? It's not a throne of judgment. I don't want to use the word colonization, but colonization is a word that Asian and African, like, oh, wow, we were colonized. You know, the big kingdom from somewhere else came and they conquered us. And we use the word, they raped our country. They took away our resources. And they treat us like non-person because they treat us like we are not good enough. But this is a throne of grace. We can come anytime with confidence and courage because Jesus, the high priest, the perfect sacrifice, say, I've done it all. I know what you guys are going through. Now you can go through me to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Next one, please. All right. Just a quick difference. First of all, you have justice, yeah? Justice. You've done wrong, you deserve punishment. That's justice. Mercy is you've done wrong, but I'm going to let you go. So you get what, you know, you don't get what you deserve. So sinners, you deserve that. But Jesus said, okay, I'm merciful. You don't die. What is grace? In the gutter of sin, slave to sin, slave to fear. And God said, I'm going to raise you up, give you new life. And then you get the kingdom of heaven. That's grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. I don't know who made it up, but, you know, someone did. Grace. God riches at Christ's expense. That's what grace is. So Jesus is full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Then we have to reflect. I am a Christian. Do I move with full grace and truth? If you do, you're full of mercy. You're full of mercy. And you express mercy to the people around you. And then God the Father said, that's good. You need plenty of that because you're running out of supply. So grace gives what we don't deserve. Mercy withholds what we do deserve. Withhold the punishment. Because justice say, you need to die. And mercy say, I'm going to let you go. And then grace come along and like, not only I'm going to let you go, I'm going to give you multi-million riches, supply from heaven, out of this world, all right? Out of this world, that's what I'm going to give you. So you get a fresh start with fresh supply from heaven. Next one, please. Okay. Why do we want to be merciful? Marie, can you read that? I need a seat.
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and faithfulness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands and forgives iniquity, transgression and sin.
Now that's Old Testament. All right? Sometimes I hear people like, oh, the Old Testament God, no muck around with it. It's full of wrath. You know, it'll strike you with the lightning when you, you know, do a naughty thing. That's Old Testament.
That's not saying that, buddy.
Hmm? That's good. What do you mean? Sorry. She's my boss. What have I got wrong? I mean, it is in there. What do you mean? No? What is it? It's in the Bible, Marie. What are you talking about? The Lord God, The Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed. So this is a Yahweh, the God Almighty, proclaiming that I'm the Lord. I'm the Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord God, compassionate and merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, faithfulness, and truth, who keeps Reverend Jordan. What do you reckon? Is that correct? Is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not sure what you're confusing me about. So, this is the Old Testament God. He hasn't changed, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Next one, please. All right. Luke 6:36 actually say, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. We know somewhere, Peter talks about it, be holy as he is holy. That's why God wants to bless those who are merciful. It's like, you are walking like my image, like my likeness. I just saw someone walking around. Jeremy, do you mind going out? Someone is trying to look for an entry here. I think we didn't open the gate. I'm being merciful. You're right.
Yeah, that's right. Opening the way.
All right. That's why we don't have entrances. Anyway, mix up. All right, back to this, all right? Okay, how and why do we need to be merciful? I'll just let the lady come in. Welcome. Don't be shy. Don't look. All right. Okay, I already talked about justice, mercy, grace. So a lot of people talk about this as in giving money, in certain church I heard about, the more you give, the more you get, all right? But look at this, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Pardon and you will be pardoned. This is all hard attitude. And then give and it will be given to you, all right? This is the merciful thing. They will pour into your lap. So I read Luke 6:36. This is Luke 37 and 38. It followed that. This is the example. The Father is merciful. So how merciful do we need to get? Don't judge. Because mercy trumps all judgment. Don't condemn. Pardon. Forgive. That's my Father is like that. I know I'm not like that most of the time, but my Father is like that. And I want to be like my Father. And you too are children of God. You want to be like your Father. So this is what, this is all about mercy. Give and it will be given to you. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. All right? Give and it will be given to you. How much? They will pour into your lap a good measure of mercy, pressed down, shaken, running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. You know what I mean? If you want to live in mercy and grace, go and do it, man. Do it not only with your family, actually, some family members I know, there's no mercy there. But do it in your circle of influence, and then do it in the community. Do it with the good Samaritan. Not like the Levite, not like the priest, but a good Samaritan. It's like Paul's. It's on the way, he's busy, but he paused. He's like, I need to be merciful to this guy. He's all bashed up. Nobody care. I better look after him. Took him to the inn. Hey, innkeeper, this is $500. Just in case it's not enough, this is my mobile phone. I'm going to come back. All right? I do have a business, but will you look after him and I'll look after the bill? That's mercy. Who's that good Samaritan? Who's the beggar? They're both strangers. Strangers. All right? Hospitality is loving the strangers. That's what a good Samaritan is. Set and hospitable. You know, took him kind of Bennett, hospitable. Hospital, but also hospitable. That's what being merciful is. This is why and how we are merciful, because our Father is merciful. And the question Maria and I discussed, if you have not received mercy, or if you don't know that God is merciful, then you might not, you know, be merciful. Something to think about. We're just going to pause and pray. So, Father God, for those who are here, including myself, if we haven't experienced your mercy and grace, will you show up in such a way that we are impacted by Christ's love and your mercy and your grace and forgiveness now, in Jesus' name. Okay, next one. Oh, a reminder again. You will be blessed if you have this beautiful attitude, because the Father in heaven will say, that's my child. You know, he's showing off. I'm merciful. He's just showing off. You know, a bit of mercy here, mercy there. I'm going to give him more. I'm going to give him more. And it's out of that supply that we overflow. Without Christ, we are nothing apart from him. But the abiding, the life flows through. He's full of mercy, full of grace and truth. And just flow out. Next one, please. All right. So I want to tackle this because mercy triumphs over judgment. And Maria is going to read it again. Yeah, start.
Do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. With what shall I come to the Lord and bow myself before the God on high? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves? Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams, in 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love mercy and kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
So mercy doesn't ask you to deny justice. It's do justice, but then go above. Love mercy. You know, if somebody owed you $500, you have the right to get $500 plus interest, isn't it? But if that person really can't pay, what's the most merciful thing to do? Not send him to jail, not tell him off, is to say, hey, you know, pay me when you can. That's being merciful, all right? And then if someone really, really nasty to you, and you have every right, because by justice, I can give him my peace of my mind because he was so wrong. And what does mercy look like? You know, Jesus, forgive them, Lord. They do not know what they do or what they have done. So we need to do justice, not to deny it, but love mercy and walk humbly with our God. Next one, please. All right. Maria? You're falling asleep. I'm going to...
I'm writing sorry. Notes.
She is my wife. She's very lovely.
So speak... So, Speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty, for judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
Okay, so I'm bringing Old Testament and then like, hey, James repeated in such a way that is like, James is one of those like, don't talk about faith if you don't know what you're supposed to do, because faith without works is dead. You know, don't talk about it, you know. Singaporeans have the NATO, N-A-T-O. No. No action, talk only. Mm. All right, that's not faith. And anyway, a few Singaporeans, they like acronym. Everything is like NATO, okay. So no NATO, okay. This is, James, you know, it's basically like, don't just listen, man. You do the stuff. You know, don't talk about you have faith. Do the stuff. Show me. Show and tell. That's what they're saying. Don't talk about it. Show me. You don't tell me your God is merciful. You know, don't tell me your God is love. Show me. That's what the world is asking. You know, blessed are the peacemaker. Don't talk about, you know, show me. And Francis Assisi, you know, preach the gospel as much as you can. If you need to, use words. Show and tell. All right, mercy triumphs over judgment. All right, so justice, judgment, we give what they deserve. Mercy, we like, okay, we hold back what they deserve. Grace, we hold back what they deserve, but then we give riches that they don't earn. All right, next one, I think I'm almost finished. Am I finished?
Oh, next was the question.
Oh, see? Quick and easy. I've done. Errol and the and then we're going to have communion, and then you're going to break up in two or three. If you are in the family and you are married, we want to split you up. We are being merciful so that you don't fight over who is merciful. All right? So you can have a nice, vibrant discussion. But the worship team will lead us. While they come, let me just pray. So, Father, we thank you. You're such a gracious God, Lord, that I think, you know, for us who live long enough, we're still like, ah, there's more, because it will take all eternity to know how big you are, how great your love is, and your mercy and grace. So today we just want to focus that we want to be blessed with this beautiful attitude to be merciful. Will you show us how that we can do? Will you show us one person that we like, oh, we're holding back our mercy on them? So would you release grace, faith, and love that we, like you, my Father, will be merciful? In Jesus' name, amen. So Joshua T has a birthday this week sometime. I think he turned 21 again. Is that right, Joshua? Hey, Joshua, why is the black thing there? Because they can't see the question. Oh, okay. All right, okay. All right. Would you like to break three or four? If you don't want to participate, it's all right. You just say pass. But if you want to, it's just a discussion. All right. Because we don't want our sermon to be monologue. So a bit of discussion would be good. And then pray for each other, which is a good idea, all right? So so you can rearrange the chairs, please. And then where in my life am I holding back mercy? So that means towards someone, you know, that, like say, they did you wrong, but you find it hard to forgive them. So for those regular, can you help some the newcomers? just group into three or four. I think three or four will be good discussion. So please. All right, and then I'll call you back. So three questions. How can I practice mercy and compassion in my community? I think you enjoy a bit more if you talk to someone else different. All right, Jordan, go that side. There's someone needing there. All right, let's do it this way. Here you go. No, that's fine. Three or four. Yeah. So this group here you go. Yep. Holly and Riley, do you want to join this? Oh, join. Good. That's good. All right. The rule is be merciful. All right. Be merciful. Don't debate people to in trouble. All right. What does it mean for me personally that mercy triumphs over judgment? Go for it. There's no right and wrong. It's just a dialogue, discussion, and just share openly. All right. All right. If you haven't done it, take your time if you want. But at the same time, we're aware of time. So if you want to close in prayer, then you can go to the other side and have a cuppa or bicky. And so I'll just pray a general prayer. All right. So Father God, it's just a beautiful attitude you want us to have. So we ask, Lord, help us to be merciful because of the abundant grace and mercy you've shown towards us. And all this is so that other human being who has not come into your grace or understanding of your love, that they will see a small reflection, your children, being merciful to others. So give us that grace to be merciful to others. As you say, mercy triumphs over judgment. Help us not to judge quickly or harshly, but help us to extend grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. And I pray that this week we have an opportunity to show someone mercy. Amen.